are people who keep company with God. This past season has been as painful and trying of time as I have ever seen, but there is a turning happening. I am seeing the Son of Righteousness, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, rising with healing, redemption, and victory in His wings. I am hearing in the testimonies of those who have suffered great, great loss a common theme. Really, it is one word. Surrender. Somehow, by the grace of God, they were able to surrender to God in their loss, and the fragrance of Christ is being released all around them. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 15. I believe surrender is a key for all of us right now. There was a time I viewed surrender with negative lenses, but not anymore. We are taught that surrendering is a sign of defeat. However, in God's kingdom, it's quite the opposite. In order to truly win and live the victorious Christian life, we need to discover how to live a life of surrender. Arthur Burt told me many times, "You will never wield the sword of the word until you yield. Yielding precedes wielding." Surrender is actually a beautiful thing when we see it from heaven's perspective. Jesus said it this way, "If you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find a true life." Matthew 16:25. Andrew Murray wrote a marvelous little book titled Absolute Surrender about how to walk in perfect peace. It is a must read for every believer. Here are some thoughts from the book. 1. God expects your surrender. All of creation is surrendered. The sun, moon, stars, flowers, trees, all is surrendered to God. Andrew wrote, "Do they not allow God to work in them just what He pleases? When God clothes the lily with its beauty, is it not yielded up, surrendered, given over to God as He works in it its beauty? The Father loves us so much that He has given us the choice to surrender to Him. And when we do, we can be all that He created us to be." 2. God accomplishes your surrender. Surrender does not work apart from grace. Andrew wrote, "God does not ask you to give the perfect surrender in your strength or by the power of your will. God is willing to work it in you. Do we not read, 'It is God that works in you both to will and to do of His own good pleasure?'" Philippians 2:13. Even if you're not willing to surrender, pray, "Lord, help me to become willing." 3. God accepts your surrender. Surrender is a pleasing act of faith to God, Hebrews 11:6. Andrew wrote, "There is a God present who at the very moment takes possession of you. You may not feel it, you may not realize it, but God takes possession if you will trust Him. The Father receives you with open arms and an open heart. We come to Him just as we are, and He accepts us and loves us through whatever we are facing." 4. God maintains your surrender. Surrender is never our burden to carry alone. Andrew wrote, "When God has begun the work of absolute surrender in you, and when God has accepted your surrender, then God holds Himself bound to care for it and to keep it." Jesus clarifies it this way, "Take my yoke upon you, let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls." Matthew 11:29. Just remember, the Lord is the author and finisher of your surrender. And 5, God blesses your surrender. Surrender is the key to a blessed life. It is the only way to walk in perfect peace. That is what I am seeing in the testimonies of our friends. A powerful peace in the midst of the storm. I am hearing the God of peace crushing Satan under their feet. Romans 16, verse 20. Andrew summarizes, this absolute surrender to God brings wonderful blessings. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.